Hello, my name is Aaron Clutter. Welcome to this session on deploying and upgrading to Systems Center Configuration Manager, Part 1. Systems Center Configuration Manager 2007 Beta, or SCCM, is the next version of Systems Management Server, or SMS, 2003. This session is the first of two that will discuss how to deploy SCCM, specifically in an environment where SMS 2003 is already installed. With major investments in simplicity, configuration, deployment, and security, System Center Configuration Manager 2007 dramatically simplifies system deployment, task automation, compliance management, and policy-based security management, allowing for increased business agility. System Center Configuration Manager 2007 offers great improvements over SMS 2003. SCCM provides more control over upgrades with a prerequisite checker and deployment status reports. Improvements to performance and security benefit your organization. Performance improvements have been made for both object and site optimizations. For example, Backup now uses the Volume Shadow Copy Service, or VSS, which makes backups execute much faster. There are security improvements with the Native Mode installation. Native Mode requires an existing Public Key Infrastructure, or PKI, implementation, but provides mutual authentication between SCCM clients and servers. When upgrading from SMS 2003 to SCCM, you'll need to consider interoperability issues. Some features with SMS 2003, including site system roles, have been removed. Also, there are new features in site system roles with SCCM that may affect which operating system platform you decide to use. For example, SCCM supports the Network Access Protection, or NAP, role in Windows Server 2008. This feature will only work when installed on Windows Server 2008. We'll discuss this feature as well as some other upgrade considerations before beginning your upgrade. After addressing upgrade considerations and how these will affect your organization, you'll need to examine different strategies and decide what works best for your current and future deployment. An in-place upgrade allows you to upgrade an existing SMS 2003 primary site directly to SCCM. On the other hand, a side-by-side upgrade allows you to consolidate some or all of your existing SMS 2003 sites, to change the structure of your existing SMS 2003 hierarchy, or to upgrade some or all of your server hardware. As we go through today's session, you'll hear various Microsoft acronyms and terminology. While we will explain all new terms related to today's session, there are some general terms from the industry or other versions of Microsoft products we may not spend time on. To assist you, we have listed out the areas that it may be helpful to be familiar with, either prior to this session or to reference afterwards. SCCM stores data on Microsoft SQL Server 2005, so at least a general knowledge of how data is stored on the database server will be helpful. SCCM is the next version of Systems Management Server 2003. This session will also cover how to deploy SCCM and how to upgrade from SMS 2003. Because we'll cover the changes from SMS 2003 to SCCM 2007, a knowledge of SMS 2003 will help you recognize the differences and how they will affect your deployment. For organizations that have SMS 2003 already deployed, SCCM will allow for more control over the environment and an easy upgrade experience. This session will begin by answering the question, how does SCCM help me stay on top of my environment and get or stay secure? Changes in site deployment and site system roles will be highlighted. We'll also look at performance and security improvements. After determining that an upgrade to SCCM will benefit your organization, the next question is, what do you need to do to plan to upgrade your environment? In this section, we'll answer this question, including upgrade requirements and interoperability issues between SCCM and SMS 2003. Upgrading your existing deployment includes planning the upgrade, addressing possible issues, and ensuring that prerequisites are in place. We'll look at ways to upgrade the different types of sites. In addition, we'll discuss both in-place and side-by-side upgrades and when to use each type of upgrade. It is important for administrators to have control over operating system deployments, as well as hardware and software updates. System Center Configuration Manager 2007 allows you to manage the full deployment and update lifecycle. It provides streamlined policy-based automation with enhanced insight into and control over assets and systems compliance. In addition, SCCM allows for optimization of Windows, particularly Windows Server 2008 and Windows Vista, and extensibility to customized administration experiences and third-party applications. SCCM provides a comprehensive solution for change and configuration management for the Microsoft platform, enabling organizations to provide relevant software and updates to users quickly and cost-effectively. Operating system deployment can be standardized with SCCM. SCCM also assists with distributing and installing software applications, in addition to distributing and installing updates to software, for example, security fixes. Hardware updates can also be distributed. Ongoing management with SCCM allows administrators to specify what a desired configuration would be for one or more computers, and then monitoring adherence to that configuration by collecting hardware and software inventory. SCCM sites provide a way to group clients into manageable units with similar requirements for feature sets, bandwidth, connectivity, language, and security. Configuration Manager 2007 sites can match your Active Directory sites or be independent of them. Clients can move between sites or be managed from remote locations like home offices. Remote control allows administrators to provide troubleshooting support. SCCM works with Windows Server 2008 Operating System Network Policy Server to restrict computers from accessing the network if they do not meet specified requirements, for example, having certain security updates installed. SCCM 2007 was designed around four key investments: simplicity, deployment, security, and configuration. First, users want a simple solution. SCCM provides a simplified user interface, advanced task sequencing, and is up and running in minutes. In addition, there is reduced SCCM infrastructure costs with branch office support, improved scheduling and greater control, including wake on LAN, and common processes for Windows Mobile and embedded devices. SCCM is a complete deployment solution that provides a unified delivery of Windows operating systems for clients and servers. Microsoft's newest operating system releases, Windows Vista and Windows Server 2008, are supported with SCCM. In addition, upgrade assessment and resolution planning is provided to help ensure a great experience with Windows operating systems. There's only one worldwide image to manage with Windows Vista and Windows Server 2008. SCCM is built on Windows Vista technologies, including Windows Imaging. With SCCM, there's offline media support for full offline provisioning. As already mentioned, SCCM is integrated with Windows Server 2008 Network Access Protection to provide a high level of security. SCCM provides an enterprise vulnerability assessment. There are also measures in place to securely manage devices across the Internet and secure network storage of user state during operating system deployment. With SCCM, there is knowledge-driven desired configuration management based on the Service Modeling Language, or SML. Other key configuration investments include IT policies for analyzing corporate and regulatory compliance, out-of-box configuration policies for server workloads, such as Microsoft Exchange, Internet Information Services, and Active Directory, and license and asset management. SCCM provides more control over the upgrade process. For example, SCCM includes a prerequisite checker. This checker makes sure that the server can support System Center Essentials 2007. It will check to make sure that there is enough available hard disk space, that the server meets the minimum hardware requirements, and that there aren't any pending system reboots. Additionally, the prerequisite checker will ensure that the necessary software and features are installed: Windows Server 2003 Service Pack 1, Internet Information Services 6.0, Windows Installer 3.1, Active Directory, and both .NET Framework 2.0 and 3.0. Any issues that are found are clearly explained, along with possible resolutions. SCCM has other features that provide more control over upgrade. These include real-time site deployment progress and a real-time notification of successful deployment. After the deployment is complete, the site is fully operational and a detailed installation report is available. An increase in performance features has also improved the update experience. Performance improvements that exist in SCCM include object optimizations. SCCM has multi-threaded hardware inventory. In addition, Software Update Management, or SUM reporting, now uses state messaging instead of hardware inventory, so it won't overload hardware inventory processing. Optimized status message insertion and the elimination object replication to secondary sites contribute to greater performance, as does a multi-threaded management point file dispatch manager. Sites have also been improved to increase performance. Backup now uses Volume Shadow Copy Service, or VSS, technology. The VSS captures and copies stable images for backup on running systems, particularly servers, without degrading the performance and stability of the services they provide. Backups are quicker and more efficient when using VSS. Performance is not the only improvement with SCCM. Security has also been significantly enhanced from SMS 2003. In SMS 2003, you had the option of standard security or advanced security, and advanced security was recommended. In SCCM, you have only one security mode, which is the equivalent to SMS 2003 advanced security mode. In SMS 2003, some sites could not comply with the advanced security requirements that all site systems belong to an Active Directory domain and use Microsoft SQL Server 2005 or later. These are now requirements in SCCM 2007. SCCM gives you a choice between two site modes, SCCM Native Mode and SCCM Mixed Mode. The most secure choice is Native Mode. Native Mode requires an existing PKI implementation, but provides mutual authentication between SCCM clients and servers. In SMS 2003, you had a choice between the legacy client and the advanced client. With SCCM, there is just one client, called simply the SCCM client, which is similar to the SMS 2003 advanced client. Before upgrading to SCCM, you must remove all legacy clients in the site hierarchy. In SMS 2003, you configure SMS to access the site database server using either SQL Server Authentication, previously known as Standard Security, or Windows Authentication, previously called Integrated Security. If you used SQL Server Authentication, you had to provide a SQL login for SMS to use when accessing the site database. SCCM supports only Windows Authentication, meaning SCCM uses the site server computer account to access the site database. Several database roles have been added to better control SCCM access to the SQL Server. In SMS 2003, you had the option of whether or not a site could accept unsigned data from another site. In SCCM, all data must be signed between sites, and there is no option to disable the signing requirement. Also in SMS 2003, secure key exchange was not enabled by default between sites. In SCCM, the requirement for secure key exchange between sites is enabled by default when primary sites are installed. Even if your SMS 2003 site used advanced security, you had to configure a user account to perform client push installation. In SCCM, if you do not have a user account configured, SCCM will try the site server computer account. If the computer account does not have administrative rights to the client computer, client push installation will fail. Each SCCM site contains one site server and one or more site systems. The site server is the computer where you install SCCM and host services required for SCCM to run. A site system is any computer running a supported version of Windows or a shared folder that hosts one or more site system roles. A site system role is a function required to use SCCM or to use a feature of SCCM. Multiple site roles can be combined on a single site system, including running all site roles on the site server, but this is usually appropriate only for very small and simple environments that do not require a high level of security. There are additional site roles with SCCM compared with SMS 2003. However, there are four site roles that are equivalent to those in SMS 2003. A distribution point is a site system role that stores packages for clients to install. This role is required for the following features: software distribution, software updates, and advertised task sequences. A management point is a site system role that serves the primary point of contact between SCCM clients and the SCCM site server. Every site with intranet clients must have one default management point, though the default management point might be a cluster of several site systems configured as management points. A report point is a site system role that hosts the report viewer component for web-based reporting functionality. This role is only required to use the reporting feature. The reporting feature is helpful when diagnosing client issues. A server locator point is a site system role that locates management points for all SCCM clients and is required for some client deployment scenarios. There are also several new site system roles. First, the Pixie service point is a site system role that has been configured to respond to and initiate operating system deployments from computers which have network interface cards configured to allow Pixie boot requests. A fallback status point gathers state messages from clients that cannot install properly, cannot assign to an SCCM site, or cannot communicate securely with their assigned management point. This site system role is not required, but it is very helpful to troubleshoot issues with clients. A software update point is assigned to a computer running Microsoft Windows Server Update Services, or WSUS. The state migration point is a site system role that stores user state data while a computer is being migrated to a new operating system. Finally, the system health validator point is assigned to a computer running Network Policy Service. This system role is only required for SCCM Network Access Protection feature. Network Access Protection is a policy enforcement platform built into the Windows Vista and Windows Server 2008 operating systems that help you better protect your network assets by enforcing compliance with system health requirements. You can configure DHCP enforcement, VPN enforcement, 802.1x enforcement, IPsec enforcement, or all four depending on your network needs. Network Access Protection and SCCM works with Windows Network Policy Server, or NPS, on Windows Server 2008 to enforce software update compliance through client remediation. NPS policies allow you to limit network access for clients until they have the software updates that you designate as required. While Network Access Protection is not designed to secure a network for malicious users, it is designed to help administrators maintain the health of the computers on the network, which in turn helps maintain the network's overall integrity. An understanding of how SCCM provides for greater upgrade experience will allow you to begin planning your upgrade strategy. The SCCM 2007 provides more control and security with upgrades. As you begin to plan your upgrade, you'll want to ensure you have the necessary upgrade requirements, address interoperability issues, and determine the site modes that will run in your deployment. There are several requirements that you must meet to be able to upgrade. Minimum hardware requirements for the server include a 750 MHz processor, 250 MB of RAM, and 2 GB of available hard disk space. Although these are the minimum requirements, for best performance you'll want to meet the recommended requirements: a 2 GHz or faster processor, 1 GB of RAM, and 5 GB of free hard drive space if you're planning on deploying operating systems. In addition to hardware requirements, there are site systems software requirements you must meet. Site systems are supported on the following operating systems: Microsoft Windows Server 2003 Service Pack 1 or later, Microsoft Windows Server 2003 R2, and Microsoft Windows Server 2008. Windows Server 2008 is required for the System Health Validator Point site role. The System Health Validator Points also require that the Network Policy Server service is enabled on the Windows Server 2008 server. For many site systems, IIS 6 or later is required. These include the Background Intelligent Transfer Service, or BITS, enabled distribution point, management point, state migration point, reporting point, and the server locator point. All SMS distribution point systems using BITS bandwidth throttling require BITS 2.0 or later. The SMS site database server requires Microsoft SQL Server 2005 or SQL Server 2000 SP3A or later. All site systems require Internet Explorer 5.0 or later. All site servers must be a member of a Windows 2000 or Windows Server 2003 Active Directory domain. SMS primary site servers, secondary site servers, and any computers running the SMS Administrator console require Microsoft Management Console 3.0. Finally, all computers running the SMS Administrator console require the Microsoft .NET Framework 2.0. There are some additional interoperability issues between SCCM and SMS 2003 that are important to highlight. The SCCM console cannot be used to manage an SMS 2003 primary site. You can use the SMS 2003 Administrator console snap-in to manage SMS 2003 primary sites on a computer that does not have the SCCM console installed. The Configuration Manager console can manage an SMS 2003 secondary site connected to the SCCM primary parent site. However, there are some limitations. You cannot change the accounts or passwords of SMS 2003 secondary sites in the Configuration Manager console. Some user interface options appear in the SMS 2003 secondary site properties but cannot be modified. Some options to support legacy clients appear to be configurable but are not. For example, you cannot create or configure RAS sender addresses on SMS 2003 secondary sites. Also, you cannot configure Active Directory security group discovery on an SMS 2003 secondary site. SMS 2003 clients can be assigned to an SCCM site and will be fully interoperable. However, assigning SCCM clients to SMS 2003 sites is not supported, and they will not function properly. Specifically, software updates cannot be deployed to SCCM clients assigned to SMS 2003 sites. So when deploying SCCM, you need to ensure that the boundaries defined for your SCCM site are set properly. When installing Configuration Manager clients using auto-assignment, ensure that SCCM clients are not within the boundaries of an SMS 2003 site. There are some changes to support from SMS 2003 SP2 that may cause interoperability issues. First, SCCM does not support a standard security mode. With SCCM, all sites operate in a security mode that is equivalent to SMS 2003 Advanced Security Mode. SCCM also does not support the use of a legacy client, therefore an SCCM site hierarchy cannot contain legacy clients. In addition, SCCM does not support the use of a client access point. Because the legacy client is no longer supported, there is no need for a client access point. The device client is shipped as part of SCCM, so a separate feature pack for device management is no longer required. As a result, every management point can support both standard SCCM computer and device clients. Note that before upgrading an SMS 2003 site to SCCM, you must uninstall previous installations of the device management feature pack. Finally, there isn't any interoperability support between SMS 2.0 and SCCM. Two site modes are available for SCCM sites, native mode and mixed mode. Site modes are used to configure client-to-server communication. Mixed mode provides SMS site and client interoperability, while native mode provides greater security. Mixed mode exists to provide a supported site mode for networking environments without an existing PKI and backward compatibility with SMS 2003 clients and sites. Mixed mode should be limited to a few specific situations. If the site will support SMS 2003 clients, if the site has a parent site configured for mixed mode, and if you have an existing PKI but have not yet installed the site server signing certificate on the site server. Mixed mode sites cannot use client certificates to authorize clients to join the site. Instead, mixed mode sites rely on a configurable approval setting. The administrator can manually approve each new computer, recommended, automatically approve computers in trusted domains, or automatically approve all computers, which is not recommended. Native mode was introduced in SCCM to provide a higher level of security between clients and servers than mixed mode provides. Native mode should be used if you need the highest level of SCCM security or must support internet-based clients. Before you configure native mode, you must have all of the following configured: an existing PKI, a site server signing certificate installed on the site server, web certificates on certain site system roles, and client authentication certificates on all Configuration Manager clients. Note that native mode secures client-to-server communications only. To protect server-to-server communication, implement IPsec. To protect site-to-site communication, use secure key exchange between sites. Our demonstration environment will include four servers: a domain controller, two SMS 2003 servers, and an SCCM server. Before beginning an upgrade, several prerequisites must be met. In this demonstration, we'll look at prerequisites for upgrading to SCCM, as well as how to perform an in-place upgrade. After reviewing the Configuration Manager supported configurations, you should next ensure that you have the proper prerequisites for installing a System Center Configuration Manager 2007 beta site or site system. The prerequisites are discussed in the Configuration Manager documentation available on Microsoft.com and also in the smsv4.chm help file on the System Center Configuration Manager installation media in the smssetup/help directory. The Configuration Manager 2007 Setup Program verifies required prerequisites for installation and helps you determine what you have to do to prepare your environment to install or upgrade a Configuration Manager 2007 primary site, secondary site, or Configuration Manager console. We'll run the Prerequisite Checker program shortly. Some general site server prerequisites are required for hosting the various Configuration Manager 2007 site server roles. All servers in a Configuration Manager site must be members of an Active Directory domain. Another important requirement for many SCCM site system roles is the IIS 6.0. A Background Intelligence Transfer Service BITS-enabled distribution point must have the BITS and WebDAV IIS server extensions installed and allowed. Management points, reporting points, software update points, and server locator points also require IIS to be installed. The primary site server in an SCCM site must have Microsoft Management Console or MMC 3.0 and the Microsoft .NET Framework 2.0 installed. On many servers, you'll find that you've already installed the .NET Framework. MMC 3.0 is included with Windows Server 2003 R2. Both MMC 3.0 and the .NET Framework 2.0 are available as free downloads from the Microsoft Download Center. Configuration Manager 2007 primary sites require access to a SQL Server database to host the site database. The site database can be hosted on a SQL Server instance installed on the same server as the primary site, on a remote computer, or on a virtual SQL Server cluster instance. SCCM 2007 requires SQL Server 2005 Service Pack 2 to host the site database, and only the database services component of SQL Server 2005 is required to host the site database. Because Configuration Manager 2007 allows you to install the SMS provider on a computer other than the site server or site database server, you should check to ensure that the computer you have identified to install the SMS provider is installed in the same domain as the site server and database server computers. For multi-language organizations, the SMS provider must be installed on a computer with the same operating system language as the site server's operating system language. Computers that will have the Configuration Manager console installed on them must also have MMC 3.0 and .NET Framework 2.0 installed on them. There are some additional prerequisites for specific Configuration Manager 2007 features, such as running SCCM in native mode or running SCCM reporting features. Be sure to check the appropriate sections to ensure your computers meet the prerequisites for these features before installing them. The Configuration Manager 2007 Setup Prerequisite Checker helps you determine what you have to do to prepare your environment to install or upgrade a Configuration Manager 2007 primary site, secondary site, or Configuration Manager console. The Prerequisite Checker notifies you of any warnings or errors encountered that would cause setup or an upgrade to fail. Tests that result in a warning do not prevent you from successfully upgrading to Configuration Manager 2007. Tests that result in an error prevent you from continuing the setup or upgrade process. You must resolve the condition that generated the error before continuing Configuration Manager 2007 setup. You can run the prerequisite checker separately, as we are doing here, and it will also run as part of the setup process as the final step before installation of SCCM. When the prerequisite checker runs during the installation process, setup will make no changes to your system until after the prerequisite check process has successfully completed. If necessary, you can temporarily leave the setup process to correct prerequisite warnings and errors after the check is completed. When the error conditions have been resolved, you can return to the prerequisite check process and rerun it. Until all errors have been resolved, you will not be able to proceed with setup. We have three warnings. Double-clicking the warning gives additional information about the warning. The first warning alerts us that the Active Directory schema has not been extended for Configuration Manager 2007. The schema extensions are not required, but are recommended. We'll address this in a moment. Second, we're also warned that the SDK for Windows Software Update Services, or WSUS, is not installed on the site server. The Configuration Manager software points require WSUS version 3.0 or later. If you want to use Remote Software Update Point, the WSUS Administration Console must be installed on the site server. Windows Server Update Services 3.0 is available as a free download from the Microsoft Downloads website. Finally, we're warned that if we have multiple SMS sites, we should perform secure key exchange between the sites. None of these warnings will prevent us from installing or upgrading to Configuration Manager 2007, and we'll actually perform an upgrade in a moment. For the latest information about these warnings, or about all of the possible failure or warning triggers detected by the prerequisite checker, click the View Latest Prerequisites Information link. This will take you to the Configuration Manager document library at TechNet. The help files provided with the installation media also list the possible failure and warning triggers that the prerequisite checker detects. Let's explore some of the situations that will cause the SCCM installation to fail. When installing Configuration Manager 2007, you must have administrator rights on the computer where the software is being installed. Before upgrading any SMS 2003 server in your organization to SCCM, you must first install either Service Pack 2 or Service Pack 3 on every SMS 2003 server in all parent and child sites. Installation of System Center Configuration Manager 2007 requires that the server computer be a member of an Active Directory domain. Several application server IIS components must be installed on the installation computer. Most of these components are installed by default when installing the application server role with ASP.NET on the Windows Server 2003 R2 computer. However, the Background Intelligent Transfer Service, or BITS, must be enabled manually using the Add Remove Windows Components wizard found in Add or Remove Programs from the Control Panel. BITS provides support for throttling and restarting data transfers between computers on the network and is used by SCCM Management Point and BITS Enabled Distribution Point server roles. SCCM also uses web-based distributed authoring and versioning for the management point and distribution point site system roles. To enable WebDAV after the installation of the application server role, open the IIS Management Console and then navigate to Web Service Extensions in the console tree. Then in the Details pane, click WebDAV and then click Allow. We've already discussed this, but the installation will fail if the server does not have the minimum required software installed, the Microsoft Management Console 3.0, Microsoft XML Core Services 6.0, and Microsoft .NET Framework version 2.0. SMS 2003 has two levels of security, standard and advanced. Standard security uses user accounts to run services, configure computers, and connect between computers. Advanced security uses the built-in functionality of Active Directory and the local system account to run services, to configure computers, and to connect between computers. With SCCM, standard security is no longer supported. so all existing SMS sites must be running in the advanced security mode. Before installing SCCM, you must first uninstall all SMS 2003 feature packs from the SMS 2003 site. These feature packs include the Inventory Tool for Custom Updates, Inventory Tool for Dell Updates, SMS Inventory Tool for HP, ProLiant, and Integrity, IBM Systems Update Tool, Operating System Deployment, and SMS Device Management Feature Packs. SCCM 2007 requires that the SQL Server 2000 collation settings of the TempDB database and site database are the same for daily site database operations. The prerequisite checks utility also verifies that the site database is not configured for replication and checks for replication objects in the database. Site databases cannot be upgraded when they are configured for replication. By default, your SMS 2003 installation is likely running with a SQL Server 2000 database. Prior to installing SCCM, you must upgrade the SQL Server to SQL Server 2005, Service Pack 2, or later. Early beta versions of SCCM were supported by SQL Server 2005 SP1, but this is no longer supported. When upgrading SQL Server 2000 to SQL Server 2005, make sure that you upgrade the database services along with all the other components installed on the server. This prerequisite check verifies the version of the database services component. Finally, there are a number of operating system requirements for the installation of site servers or clients where the management consoles are installed. Configuration Manager clients are only supported on Windows 2000 SP4 or later. For Windows XP clients, the Configuration Manager console can only be installed if Service Pack 2 is installed. To install SCCM or to upgrade an SMS installation to SCCM, the server must be running Windows Server 2003 SP1 or later. For the latest Windows Server 2003 functionality, install Service Pack 2, which is currently available for download from the Microsoft website. Extending the Active Directory schema for Configuration Manager 2007 allows clients to retrieve many types of information related to Configuration Manager from a trusted source. In some cases, there are workarounds available for retrieving the necessary information if Active Directory is not extended, but they are all less secure than querying Active Directory directly. The best practice for configuring a secure site is to always extend the Active Directory schema. Additionally, not extending the schema for features where it is recommended might incur significant workload on other administrators who will need to create and maintain the workaround solutions, such as logon scripts and group policy objects for systems and users in your organization. It is supported to deploy Configuration Manager 2007 sites using SMS 2003 Active Directory Schema extensions. There are important considerations when deciding whether to extend the Active Directory Schema for Configuration Manager 2007. Even if the Configuration Manager 2007 site is publishing site data to Active Directory domain services, the required Active Directory Schema attributes to store the published data will not exist in some cases if the Active Directory Schema has only been extended for SMS 2003. You must begin your upgrade with the central site in your SMS site hierarchy, and then upgrade child sites using a top-down approach. Configuration Manager 2007 setup does not provide an automated upgrade process for secondary sites, so you must manually upgrade each secondary site. You must upgrade the SMS 2003 sites to Configuration Manager 2007 before upgrading the clients assigned to those sites. We only have primary sites in our demonstration environment, so we don't need to worry about upgrading secondary sites. When you upgrade a site to Configuration Manager 2007 using the in-place upgrade method, the site server and its site systems do not change their site server roles. Also, existing clients do not change their site assignments when the site is upgraded. We'll see how this differs from the side-by-side upgrade method later. After upgrading the primary site, you must upgrade each remote SMS administrator console to the Configuration Manager console. You cannot access the Configuration Manager 2007 site using an SMS 2003 administrator console. Configuration Manager automatically detects the presence of the SMS 2003 site, so our setup options are limited and are correct by default. Proceed through the wizard by accepting the licensing terms. The Customer Experience Improvement Program helps Microsoft to provide a better experience by sending anonymous information to Microsoft about performance statistics and errors encountered by the server. This information allows the product teams to address issues and to develop and release fixes quicker. The Settings Summary page shows what actions will be performed by setup to upgrade the existing SMS 2003 site. As mentioned during the first demonstration, the prerequisite checker will run as the final step before installation. The warnings about installing WSUS 3.0 and enabling Secure Key Exchange still appear on our server, but notice that since we extended the schema for SCCM 2007, the warning no longer appears. Configuration Manager 2007 setup shows you a table of actions and the result for each action taken during the installation or upgrade process. The upgrade process can take a while, so we'll leave the demonstration environment here and perform a side-by-side upgrade in the next demonstration. There are some more recommendations on how to upgrade your existing systems. After you've determined that your organization meets the prerequisites for upgrading and that all interoperability issues have been addressed, you can take the steps to upgrade your sites. The first SCCM site that you install must be a primary site. A primary site stores SCCM data for itself and all of the sites beneath it in a SQL Server database. This is called the SCCM Site Database. Primary sites have administrative tools, such as the SCCM console, that enable the SCCM administrator to directly manage the site. During the upgrade, it is recommended to disjoin a site or short leg of the hierarchy and upgrade it as a new central site. A secondary site does not have an SCCM site database. Instead, it is attached to and reports to a primary site. The secondary site is managed by an SCCM administrator running an SCCM console that is connected to the primary site. The secondary site forwards the information, such as computer inventory data and SCCM system status information, it gathers from SCCM clients to its parent site. The primary site then stores the data of both the primary and secondary sites in the SCCM site database. When upgrading your secondary site, you can use either a local upgrade or a push upgrade. A parent site is a primary site that has one or more sites attached to it in the hierarchy. Only a primary site can have child sites. A child site is a site that is attached to a site above it in the hierarchy, and a child site can have only one parent site. A central site has no parent site. Typically, a central site has child and grandchild sites and aggregates all of their client information to provide centralized management and reporting. A site with no parent and no child is still called a central site, although it is referred to as a standalone site. As you plan your upgrade strategy, there are several things to consider. Regardless of the method used to upgrade an SMS 2003 hierarchy, you must always begin at the central site. It is not supported to have an SCCM site reporting to an SMS 2003 parent site. SMS 2003 parent sites cannot be managed using a Configuration Manager console. You must install a remote SMS 2003 administrator console to manage any SMS 2003 child primary sites when the SMS 2003 primary site's parent site is upgraded to SCCM. If you determine that you can upgrade an existing SMS 2003 primary site directly to SCCM, you can perform an in-place upgrade. When you deploy SCCM using the in-place upgrade method, the site server and the site systems do not change their site server roles. Also, existing clients do not change their site assignments when the site is upgraded. If during the site hierarchy upgrade process you intend to consolidate some or all of your existing SMS 2003 sites, to change the structure of your existing SMS 2003 hierarchy, or to upgrade some or all of your server hardware, you should use the side-by-side upgrade method to upgrade your hierarchy. In-place upgrades offer some benefits. These upgrades are generally easier to do and require less planning than side-by-side upgrades. It's also better suited for use when you do not want to modify any computer hardware currently in use in your SMS 2003 sites. It doesn't require the purchase of new hardware, site boundary changes between sites, or clients to be reassigned to new sites. Side-by-side upgrades are better suited to upgrade existing sites when new hardware will be used. With these upgrades, it is easier to revise the existing SMS 2003 site hierarchy, and they provide the ability to rearrange sites and clients within the site hierarchy. The upgrade strategies you choose directly affect how long an upgrade takes to complete, the effect on your network, and the fundamental structure of your site hierarchy. You're not limited to a single upgrade strategy for the entire site hierarchy. Because of the complex nature of SCCM, you may decide to employ a mixture of upgrade strategies that best fits your needs. In this demonstration, we'll show how to perform a side-by-side upgrade. Then we'll explore post-setup configuration tasks and other client installation methods, client push installation, and manual client installation. The side-by-side upgrade method involves installing a new Configuration Manager 2007 site and possibly decommissioning the SMS 2003 site that the new site is replacing. Site hierarchy upgrades must always begin with the central site. You can either upgrade the existing SMS 2003 central site to Configuration Manager 2007, or you can attach the existing SMS 2003 central site as a child site of a new Configuration Manager 2007 central site. When preparing to begin the client upgrade and reassignment process, clients must not attempt to contact any SMS 2003 site systems still in operation. Before beginning the client upgrade process, ensure that SMS 2003 site systems are no longer published to Active Directory or still registered in WINS or DNS. In our demonstration environment, we're performing the side-by-side upgrade on a new server. A side-by-side upgrade is often the best upgrade path when you have new client hardware to install. The simple setup installation options installs a Configuration Manager 2007 primary site in either mixed or native mode, and it configures a single computer to host all the necessary site server roles for basic site operations. In most cases, simple setup should be used for evaluation purposes only. The custom setup installation option allows you to customize all of the setup options available, depending on the type of installation selected. Setup options available when installing SCCM 2007 using the custom setup option include the installation of a primary site, secondary site, or just the Configuration Manager console, whether to install a primary site in mixed or native mode, the ability to customize the installation directory and the ability to choose which client agents will be enabled for the site. When you install the site, you decide whether it will be a primary site or a secondary site. Then, as you install additional sites, you have the option to arrange them in a hierarchical relationship so that there are parent sites that manage child sites and a central site to collect all of the site information for centralized management. Or, if you prefer, you can leave the sites without any connections and manage them separately, according to your business and administrative needs. The first Configuration Manager 2007 site you install must be a primary site. A primary site stores Configuration Manager 2007 data for itself and all of the sites beneath it in a SQL Server database. This is called the Configuration Manager 2007 Site Database. Primary sites have an administrative tool called the Configuration Manager 2007 Console that enables the Configuration Manager 2007 administrator to directly manage the site. A secondary site has no Configuration Manager 2007 site database. It is attached to and reports to a primary site. The secondary site is managed by a Configuration Manager 2007 administrator running a Configuration Manager 2007 console that is connected to the primary site. The secondary site forwards the information it gathers from Configuration Manager 2007 clients, such as computer inventory data and Configuration Manager 2007 system status information, to its parent site. The primary site then stores the data of both the primary and secondary sites in the Configuration Manager 2007 site database. The advantages of using secondary sites are that they require no additional Configuration Manager 2007 server licenses and do not require the overhead of maintaining an additional database. Secondary sites are managed from the primary site they are connected to, so they are frequently used in sites with no local administrator present. The disadvantage of secondary sites is that they must be attached to a primary site and cannot be moved to a different primary site without deleting and recreating the site. Also, secondary sites cannot have sites beneath them in the hierarchy. Next, we'll join the Microsoft Customer Experience Improvement Program and provide a valid software licensing key. If needed by your server deployment strategies, you can choose to install the Configuration Manager on a secondary drive or alternate folder. On the Site Settings page, we'll provide the site code and the site name for the existing SMS 2003 site we're performing the side-by-side upgrade against. If you install a new Configuration Manager 2007 site, you must choose between native mode and mixed mode during setup. If you have an existing Configuration Manager 2007 site, you can choose to migrate the site to native mode after setup or to keep the site in mixed mode. Native mode is more secure than mixed mode because it provides better authentication, encryption, and signing using standard industry security protocols. It also supports internet-based client management. However, native mode requires that PKI deployment already be in place and that certificates be issued and installed for the Configuration Manager 2007 site server roles before installation. You can use Microsoft Certificate Services with Windows Server 2003 to create an Enterprise Certification Authority to establish a PKI and create the certificates necessary to support SCCM in native mode. For this demonstration, we'll start in mixed mode. Client agents are Configuration Manager 2007 components that run on top of the base client components. If you install only the Configuration Manager client without enabling any client agents, Configuration Manager 2007 cannot manage anything about the client. Every client agent that you enable lets you use a different feature of Configuration Manager 2007. You can configure the client agents to suit your environment. The Software Inventory Client Agent enables and configures which files Configuration Manager inventories and collects. Copies of collected files are stored in the Configuration Manager database. The Hardware Inventory Client Agent enables and configures the agent that collects a wide variety of information about the client computer. Information about the computer hardware is most commonly collected, but you can inventory any information stored in the Windows Management Instrumentation or WMI repository of the computer, such as registry keys. You can configure how often the client computer takes inventory. The Advertised Programs Client Agent enables and configures the software distribution features within SCCM. The Network Access Protection, or NAP, Client Agent enables Configuration Manager Network Access Protection and configures how client computers are evaluated for compliance by the Windows Network Policy Server. If client computers are not in compliance with the configured policies, for example, if they do not have specified software updates, NAP can prevent the client computers from accessing the network resources until they complete remediation measures. Configuring this client agent without proper planning and deployment can prevent your client computers from accessing the network. The Software Updates Client Agent enables the agent that scans for and installs software updates on client computers. This agent allows you to configure how often clients are re-evaluated for software updates that were previously installed. Before you can use the software update feature, you must also install Windows Server Update Services, or WSUS, and configure a software update point. The Software Metering Client Agent enables the agent that monitors which software is run and how often, and configures how often software metering data is collected. The desired Configuration Management Client Agent enables the client agent that evaluates whether computers are in compliance with configuration baselines that are assigned to them. You can also configure the default compliance evaluation schedule for assigned configuration baselines. The Remote Tools Client Agent enables Configuration Manager Remote Control and configures Configuration Manager integration with Remote Assistance. For this SCCM instance, we'll use the local SQL Server 2005 database to store the site settings and data. The SMS provider is a WMI provider that allows both read and write access to the Configuration Manager 2007 site database. The SMS provider is used by the Configuration Manager console, Resource Explorer, tools and custom scripts used by Configuration Manager 2007 administrators to access site information stored in the site database. The SMS provider also helps ensure that the Configuration Manager 2007 object security is enforced by only returning site information that the user account running the Configuration Manager console is authorized to view. The SMS provider can be installed on the site server, on a remote computer running SQL Server and hosting the site database, except for clustered SQL Server instances, or on a third computer. The management point is the primary point of contact between Configuration Manager clients and the site server. Management points can provide clients with installation prerequisites, client installation files, configuration details, advertisements, and software distribution package source file locations. Additionally, management points receive inventory data, software metering information, and status and state messages from clients. A Configuration Manager 2007 site can have only one default management point that intranet-based clients will use to communicate with the site server. When the internet is used to manage clients, the clients do not locate a default management point, but connect directly to a specified management point that is configured to accept connections over the internet. Multiple site systems hosting the management point site server role can be configured with the Windows Network Load Balancing, or NLB, service to provide high availability and can then be designated as the default management point for the site. On the Port Settings page, we can configure the specific HTTP port used for communications between the clients and the site systems. By default, SCCM uses port 80 for HTTP traffic or port 443 for HTTPS traffic. After all of the settings are specified, the Settings Summary page shows you what tasks will be performed by setup. As with the in-place upgrade, the prerequisites checker will run and verify that our system meets the requirements necessary for Configuration Manager 2007 to install. We can watch the progress for the individual tasks involved in the installation. The Configuration Manager 2007 installation we started in the previous demonstration is complete now, and we'll have Setup launch the Configuration Manager console. While there are many improvements in the new Configuration Manager console, if you're familiar with SMS 2003, you'll find some similarities in how the console is structured. Since the post-installation steps are for the most part the same for the in-place upgrade as the side-by-side upgrade, we'll review these steps on the Seattle site server. After the upgrade, or generally after the new server installation, you'll need to perform a set of post-installation configuration tasks. A Microsoft System Center Configuration Manager 2007 site usually requires a management point and clients and might require additional site system roles, such as fallback status points, reporting points, and server locator points. If you are using Configuration Manager 2007 native mode, you must also deploy certificates for native mode authentication. Some client agents are configured by default, but you might want to configure additional client agents or modify the default client configurations. Some features of Configuration Manager 2007, such as software updates, require extensive preparation prior to configuring the options in the Configuration Manager 2007 console, while other features, such as software metering, are ready to use with no additional preparations. You must have a management point to transfer information between Configuration Manager 2007 clients and Configuration Manager 2007 servers. Without a management point, you cannot manage any clients. If you installed SCCM 2007 using the Simple Setup option, you already installed the management point role on the computer where you ran the setup, and no additional configuration is required. If you use the Custom Setup option, you had to choose whether to install the management point role on the site server, on a remote computer, or not to install a management point at all. When we ran the installation on the Houston site server, we specified to install the management point role on the site server. Again, the management point is the primary point of contact between Configuration Manager clients and the site server. Management points can provide clients with installation prerequisites, client installation files, configuration details, advertisements, and distribution point locations. Additionally, management points receive inventory data, software metering information, and status and state messages from clients. A Configuration Manager 2007 site can have only one default management point that intranet-based clients will use to communicate with that site server. When clients are managed on the internet, they do not locate a default management point, but connect directly to a specified management point that is configured to accept connections over the internet. The System Health Validator Point server role system must be installed in sites where you have a Windows Network Policy server installed and configured with policies for network access protection to enforce compliance with software updates. The Server Locator Point stores site information and locates management points for Configuration Manager's clients. The primary purpose of the Server Locator Point is to support client deployment. Only one server locator point is required for a Configuration Manager site hierarchy, and the site role is typically installed on the central site server. The server locator performs two key functions. First, it provides client site assignment information when this information is not available in Active Directory domain services. Second, it locates a management point for clients if this information is not available in Active Directory domain services, DNS, or WINS. The State Migration Point, or SMP, is a Configuration Manager 2007 site role that provides a secure location to store user state information before an operating system deployment. You can store the user state on the SMP while the operating system deployment proceeds, and then restore the user state to the new computer from the SMP. Each SMP site server can only be a member of one Configuration Manager 2007 site. The Preboot Execution Environment, or PXE, Service Point Server Role System must be installed to initiate the operating system deployment process for PXE deployments. The PXE Service Point must be configured to respond to PXE boot requests made by Configuration Manager 2007 clients on the network and then interact with Configuration Manager 2007 infrastructure to determine the appropriate deployment actions to take. The PXE Service Point role should not be assigned to a computer in a secondary site. A reporting point is a site server that hosts the site's reporting website. A reporting point obtains report information from its Configuration Manager 2007 site database server. Before you can begin using reports in Configuration Manager, you must enable one or more of your site systems as a reporting point. The Software Update Point site system role is created on a server that has Windows Server Update Services 3.0 installed. The Software Update Point is required before software updates can be synchronized, assessed for compliance on clients, and deployed. There can be multiple site system servers with the Software Update Point system role, but only one site system server can be configured as the active Software Update Point. When the site is in native mode, an additional active internet-based software update point can be assigned to a remote site system server that allows communication from only internet-based client computers. A fallback status point is an optional site system role that receives state messages from Configuration Manager 2007 client computers. State messages are primarily sent to a fallback status point when a client installation or site assignment failure has occurred, but are also sent when the client initially installs or assigns to the Configuration Manager 2007 site. The fallback status point also receives state messages from clients when they fail to communicate with their assigned management point. State messages received by the fallback status point are forwarded to the site server and can be reviewed by running client deployment success and failure reports from the Configuration Manager reporting point configured for the site. The fallback status point site system role can be assigned to multiple site systems within a Configuration Manager 2007 site. However, client computers will only send state messages to their assigned fallback status point. For the sake of time, we'll just add the required server role, the management point server role. Since the site requires one management point designated as the default, we're provided with the option to set this server as that default. Because we want to start using this server as soon as possible, we'll allow devices to use this management point. The new Site Role Wizard will now complete the configuration of the server as the default management point for the Seattle site. The next configuration task is to determine if you need a server locator point. Server locator points are used in a Configuration Manager 2007 hierarchy to complete client-side assignment on the intranet and to help clients find management points when they cannot find that information through Active Directory domain services. Internet clients use Active Directory domain services as their preferred method to complete site assignment and find management points. However, clients must use a server locator point if the Active Directory schema is not extended for Configuration Manager 2007, if the site is not published to Active Directory domain services, or if clients do not belong to the same Active Directory forest as the site's server's forest. Because we've already extended the Active Directory schema prior to installation, we can skip this step. Though it is missing from the list of configuration steps, you need to configure Configuration Manager boundaries. Computers are assigned as clients to Configuration Manager 2007 sites according to the boundaries you configure in the Configuration Manager console. Boundaries are defined by IP subnets, Active Directory site names, IPv6 prefix, or IP ranges. When creating Configuration Manager 2007 boundaries, you must specify the type of network connection that the boundary will operate on. You must also decide if the boundary will be used for either a slow, unreliable, or fast LAN network connection. Configuration Manager 2007 clients have the ability to roam. Roaming is the ability to move a computer that is running the Configuration Manager 2007 client from the designated boundaries of a Configuration Manager 2007 site to within the assigned boundaries of another Configuration Manager 2007 site or to another network location not defined as a Configuration Manager boundary for any site at all. Ensure that you plan for client communications and manageability when clients roam from one Configuration Manager 2007 site to another. The fallback status point is an optional but recommended site system role that helps you manage clients and identify any client-related problems. Deploy the fallback status point before you deploy your clients so that you can assign the fallback status point to clients as soon as they're installed. A reporting point is an optional but recommended site server role that hosts files used by Configuration Manager 2007, so that you can see information in reports about the clients you're managing. A reporting point is a site server role in Configuration Manager 2007 that hosts the files used by Configuration Manager to display database information in Report Viewer. Reporting points communicate only with the local site database. Thus, you implement reporting points only in primary sites, not in secondary sites. Large organizations with numerous report users should consider planning for multiple reporting points. With multiple reporting points, you can provide different reporting point access URLs to different sets of users for accessing reports. The fallback status point receives state messages from Configuration Manager 2007 client computers and then relays these back to the site. The state message system allows client computers to send short messages to the fallback status point or to the management point that indicate changes of state, for instance, success or failure. These changes of state are then made available to the administrator through a number of Configuration Manager 2007 reports. The new Site Role Wizard will now complete the configuration of these site roles on the local SCCM server. The next task is to install the Configuration Manager client throughout the network. You must carefully plan how you will deploy the Microsoft System Center Configuration Manager 2007 client software to computers. You can use any of several deployment methods, including software update point-based installation, client push installation, manual installation, group policy installation, logon script installation, or imaging. If you are upgrading from Systems Management Server 2003, you can also deploy the new Configuration Manager client to the SMS 2003 clients using software distribution. All of the client methods have different dependencies, requirements, and security concerns. Choose the client installation method that best fits your environment and business requirements. If you have a software update infrastructure already in place in your organization, you can use it to manage the client software. This will allow you to automatically install the client software on new computers if WSUS is configured correctly, without SCCM requiring the computers to be discovered. If the Active Directory schema has been extended, computers can read installation properties published to Active Directory. In addition, using this method, if the user uninstalls the software from their computer, WSUS will automatically reinstall it on the next refresh. The client push installation can be used to push to a single computer, a collection, or the results from a query. However, this method requires that the target computers are discovered by Configuration Manager first. There are disadvantages to this method. It can cause a large amount of network traffic when pushing to large collections of computers. You can enable client push installation on the General tab of the Configuration Manager 2007 Client Push Installation Properties dialog box, as well as specify the types of systems on which the Configuration Manager 2007 client software can be installed. You can use this method selectively for servers, workstations, and/or domain controllers. On the Accounts tab, you can specify a list of Windows user accounts that can be used to install the Configuration Manager 2007 client on computers in your site. To successfully install the Configuration Manager 2007 client, the Windows user account used must have administrative rights on the destination computer. If the install fails with all accounts in the list, then the installation will be attempted using the computer account from the Configuration Manager 2007 site server. On the Client tab, you can specify additional properties to configure during Client Push installation. When Client Push installation is enabled on a Configuration Manager 2007 site, certain installation properties will be automatically applied to client computers. These include the management point to which the client should assign, and the fallback status point, if it has been configured for the site. The information listed in the Installation Properties field specifies additional information properties to apply to the Configuration Manager 2007 client installation. You can specify any properties that modify the behavior of the client.msi installation package. To enter multiple installation properties, separate them with spaces. Client installation properties specified in this tab are published to Active Directory if the schema is extended for Configuration Manager 2007 and read by client installations where CCM setup is run with no installation properties. Client agents are System Center Configuration Manager 2007 components that run on top of the base client components. If you install only the Configuration Manager client without enabling any client agents, Configuration Manager 2007 cannot manage the client. Every client agent that you enable lets you use a different feature of Configuration Manager 2007. You can configure the client agents to suit your environment. The Hardware Inventory Client Agent enables and configures the agent that collects a wide variety of information about the client computer. Information about the computer hardware is most commonly collected, but you can inventory any information stored in the Windows Management Instrumentation repository of the computer, such as registry keys. You can configure how often the client computer checks its inventory and sends the information to the site. Similarly, the Software Inventory Client Agent enables and configures which files Configuration Manager inventories and collects. Copies of collected files are stored in the Configuration Manager database. The Advertised Programs Client Agent enables and configures the software distribution feature. The Computer Client Agent configures how often client computers retrieve the policy that gives them the rest of their configuration settings. For example, after you configure the other client agent settings, Configuration Manager puts those settings into policy and sends them to the management point, and the client computers poll for them on the schedule that you configure. This agent also controls settings that are shared by several Configuration Manager features, such as how often users are prompted with reminders and what customized organization names users see with the reminders. Desired Configuration enables the client agent that evaluates whether computers are in compliance with configuration baselines that are assigned to them. You can also configure the default compliance evaluation schedule for assigned configuration baselines. The Mobile Device Client Agent configures all properties specific to mobile device clients. Mobile device clients have settings for software distribution, software inventory, hardware inventory, and file collection. This agent also controls the polling interval used by mobile device clients. The Remote Tools agent enables Configuration Manager remote control and configures Configuration Manager integration with remote assistance. The NAP client enables Configuration Manager Network Access Protection, which allows you to configure how client computers are evaluated for compliance with software updates. If client computers are not in compliance with the configured policies, for example, If they do not have specified software updates, a network policy server or Windows Server 2008 can prevent the client computers from accessing network resources until they complete remediation measures. As a warning, configuring this client agent without proper planning and deployment can prevent your client computers from accessing the network. Software metering enables the agent that monitors which software is run and how often, and configures how often software metering data is collected. And the software update client enables the agent that scans for and installs software updates on client computers. This agent allows you to configure how often clients are reevaluated for software updates that were previously installed. Before you can use the software update feature, you must also install Windows Server Update services and configure a software update point. The Configuration Manager 2007 Network Discovery method searches for network resources by polling your network for any IP addressable resources. This means that you can discover not only computers, but also printers, routers, bridges, and so on. By default, only the subnet and local domain on which your site server resides is searched, but you can discover other subnets and domains throughout your enterprise network using DHCP, SNMP, or other mechanisms. In addition to topology and potential clients, Network Discovery can also determine the computer's operating system name and version using SNMP, DHCP, Windows Browser, and Windows Networking Calls. This is the most resource-intensive method of network discovery. You must have modify permission on the site security object or instance to configure the network discovery method. On the Subnets tab, the Search Local Subnets checkbox will run discovery on those local subnets. This option is normally selected by default. If you want to run discovery on subnets in addition to or instead of your local subnets, click the New icon. In the New Subnet Assignment dialog box, enter the subnet and mask information and ensure that the Enable Subnet Search checkbox is selected. On the Domains tab, you can select the Search Local Domain checkbox if you want to run discovery on the local domain. This option is normally selected by default. On the DHCP tab, specify any DHCP servers to use Discovery DHCP clients if desired. You can use the site server's DHCP server for discovery if one is installed. To add a new DHCP server to the list, click the New icon, and in the New DHCP Server dialog box, type the IP address or resolvable name of the DHCP server, and then click OK. If the server that is running Network Discovery is using a static IP address instead of leasing one from a DHCP server, Network Discovery will not communicate with any DHCP servers unless you specify them on the DHCP tab of the Network Discovery Properties dialog box. Generally, network discovery generates a large amount of network traffic. You should take this fact into consideration when scheduling the discovery. If multiple schedules are displayed on the Schedule tab at the same time, all schedules will result in a run of network discovery as it is configured at the time indicated in the schedule. This is also true for recurring schedules. After the domain clients, servers, and domain controllers are discovered, we can view the computers within their respective SCCM collections. Once the target computer appears in a collection, we can initiate a client push installation. On the Installation Options page, specify the client installation options that should be used for installing the Configuration Manager 2007 client to a domain controller, clients assigned to this site, sub-collections, or if the software should always be installed by selecting the appropriate options. The default is include only clients in this site's boundaries. To complete the client push installation wizard, click Next. Review the installation settings, and then click Finish to close the wizard. Note that we're including domain controllers in this client push installation as configured earlier. You can manually install the Configuration Manager 2007 client software on computers in your enterprise by using the ccmsetup.exe executable. This executable and its supporting files can be found in the SMS/client folder on the Configuration Manager 2007 site server and management points in your site. ccmsetup.exe copies all necessary installation prerequisites to the client computer and calls client.msi to perform the client installation. In Configuration Manager 2007, you cannot run client.msi directly. You can specify command line properties for both ccmsetup and client.msi to modify the behavior of the client installation. On this command line, the /mp property specifies which management point will supply the client installation files. The SMS site code property specifies which SCCM site the client should belong to. In this scenario, we're supplying the specific site code. You can also specify a site code of auto, which will force the client to determine its site code using Active Directory or the Configuration Manager server locator point. The DNS suffix property gives the domain name of the management point so that the client can find its management point using DNS. When configuring the client to find its management point through DNS, as we are here, you cannot use the auto site code. You must directly assign clients to a particular site, as we're doing. There are a number of log files you can reference to help troubleshoot client issues in Configuration Manager 2007. These are located on both the client computer and the Configuration Manager 2007 site server. On client computers that serve as management points, the client log files are located in the SMS_CCM/logs folder. On all other computers, the client log files are located in the WinDIR/System32/CCM/logs folder. The CCMEXEC log file on the client shows that the manual installation succeeded because the CCMEXEC service started on the client. In an organization that uses SMS 2003, several benefits can be recognized by upgrading to the newest version, SCCM. Performance and security have been improved with SCCM. In addition, SCCM provides tools for the upgrade process, including the prerequisite checker. After determining that the upgrade will benefit your organization, you should plan the upgrades of your environment. This involves looking at interoperability issues and new deployment modes. Finally, beginning your upgrade involves determining which upgrade method will work best for your organization, in-place upgrade or side-by-side upgrade. Then you can start receiving the benefits of SCCM in your organization. To get more information about the products and technologies we've covered today, we have some online resources available that can help you. For the most comprehensive technical information about Microsoft products, visit the main TechNet website at www.microsoft.com/technet. Additionally, visit www.microsoft.com/technet/MGT-300 for more information about books, courses, certifications, and other community resources that relate directly to this particular session. There are a number of other resources that are available from Microsoft. Microsoft Skills Assessment is a free online learning tool. It's an easy way for IT professionals to check their skills. You can quickly check your skills for implementing or managing Microsoft products or business solutions. Just take a short 30-question assessment and see how well you know your stuff. The skills assessment includes a personalized learning plan which has links to Microsoft official curriculum, specific TechNet articles, Microsoft Press books, and other Microsoft learning content. There's also a way to measure how well you did compared with others who took the same assessment. Microsoft Skills Assessment is an expanding learning platform. Available now are our assessments for Windows Server 2003, including Security and Patch Management, Exchange Server 2003, Windows Storage Server, Office 2003, and VisualStudio.net. If you want to take your skills assessment to the next level, a number of certification programs are available. In the highly competitive IT job market, how can you differentiate yourself from the next candidate? The Microsoft Certification Program provides that edge. Earning a specific accreditation provides objective validation of the ability to successfully perform critical IT functions. Embraced by industry professionals worldwide, Microsoft certification remains one of the most effective ways to reach long-term career goals and is a surefire way for companies to develop and retain valuable IT staff. There are a number of accreditations available, starting with a basic Microsoft Certified Professional, or MCP. You can choose to become a fully certified Systems Administrator, or MCSA, or Systems Engineer, MCSE, or Desktop Specialist, MCDST. The new Microsoft Certified Technology Specialist, MCTS, and Microsoft Certified IT Professional, MCITP credentials provide IT professionals with a simpler and more targeted framework to showcase their technical skills, in addition to the skills that are required for specific job roles. For more information about the certification program, visit www.microsoft.com/learning/MCP. This session was brought to you by TechNet. TechNet has gone through some changes recently, which you may find interesting. To help explain this further, here's Ian Brackenbury, TechNet Subscriptions Product Manager.
TechNet Plus is an essential, premium, web-enabled, and live support resource that provides IT professionals with fast and easy access to Microsoft experts, software, and technical information, enhancing IT productivity, control, and planning. With convenient access to all these resources in one online location, TechNet Plus provides you with what you need to help you evaluate products and learn new skills, plan for and deploy new technologies, and support and maintain your IT environment. For evaluation and learning, you get access to all Microsoft full version software for evaluation without time limits. This includes Microsoft Server, client, and application software titles. With full version software, you can make informed decisions about new technologies at your own pace. You also receive access to the latest betas before public release. Be the first to try out the latest pre-release versions of Microsoft operating systems, servers, and business applications. TechNet Plus also offers quarterly training resources, including select Microsoft e-learning courses for free, so you can keep your skills current, prepare for a certification exam, or get ready for a specific project. For planning and deployment, the TechNet Library includes resources to help you plan for and deploy new technologies in your IT environment, including a complete knowledge base, resource kits, utilities, and technical training. You also get exclusive tools like System Center Capacity Planner to accurately plan for and deploy Exchange Server and System Center Operations Manager. And to stay informed, your subscription also includes a free subscription to TechNet Magazine, the Microsoft Journal for IT professionals. For support and maintenance, TechNet Plus comes with two complimentary professional support incidents. You can talk to a Microsoft support professional to quickly resolve your mission-critical technical issues fast. TechNet Plus also provides access to over 100 managed news groups. You can exchange ideas with other professionals and get expert answers to your technical questions within the next business day, guaranteed. You also get access to TechNet Library resources to help you support and maintain your IT environment, including security updates and service packs. TechNet Plus offers proven value that far exceeds its cost. The two complimentary professional support incidents alone more than offset the cost of a TechNet Plus subscription. Add to that the evaluation software and beta software and other technical resources, and TechNet Plus clearly boosts productivity. Every IT professional on the team needs one. For more information or to purchase a TechNet Plus subscription, please visit technet.microsoft.com/subscriptions.